What does a country do with a liberal new leader? If you're Canada, you spend money. Canada's new government's just announced its first budget, and Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, it is spendy.
Yeah, we voted for change and we voted for liberalism and we got it yesterday, Bill. A new national government laid out a fairly dramatic budget, a lot of new money for a lot of things, everything from transit to social housing to a big jump in the child benefit for middle-class families to a big boost for Canada's First Nations, the Native Canadians who needed a lot of help. So generally, it's a big spending budget.
A big spending budget. Is it going to be a balanced budget?
No. They promise deficits, too. Sometimes governments run for office promising to balance the budget and break the promise. The Liberals ran promising debt and deficits, and they've delivered. Although, I guess the one thing I would point out, and this is actually courtesy of the Wall Street Journal today, Canada's budget deficit is big in Canadian dollars. It'll be about 30 billion Canadian. But as a percentage of the Canadian economy, it is still smaller than the budget deficit in the United States. So we're going back into debt after balancing the budget last year, but we're not going as far into debt and deficits as some of the other countries in the big G7 group.
Well, we often think of spending as being an economic boost, economic stimulus.
Yeah, they think it'll do some good. They don't overstate it. Look, I mean, the Canadian economy is having a pretty rough time. Our big exports are still raw materials. Oil prices, one of our big exports, is way down. We're still trying to get into the business of exporting natural gas in liquid form. Prices for natural gas are down. So the economy in Canada is really struggling, and it needs a bit of a boost. I think some of this money will be a boost. The tax break for middle-income Canadians should help. Some of the infrastructure spending, they're going to start trying to spend that right away, trying to upgrade existing systems. And some of the money that will be distributed to Native reservations is good for those people. So I think they'll help. They don't overstate it. They're not claiming they're going to turn the economy around overnight with this. But yeah, I think the main thing, Bill, is that people did vote for change. And I think most people looking at this who are fair-minded about it are going to say, yeah, this is change.
I saw, by the way, that the Vancouver area is the recipient of a significant piece of this spendiness, like those rapid transit lines in Vancouver and Surrey.
Yeah, Vancouver has been pitching for two new transit lines. We're a little greedy in that regard. They want a light rail line through Surrey, the big municipality right south of the Fraser River, our second largest city, and an extension of the existing SkyTrain line in the city of Vancouver. Each of those is priced at about $2 billion Canadian, and the national government's committed to both of them. Now, it'll take a few years to get them built. They don't have business plans yet. They aren't shovel-ready, as they say, in the infrastructure world, but national government says it's committed to transit, it's committed to green, and it's committed to building those two new transit lines in the Vancouver region.
And then in our final 2 minutes here, Vaughn, Toronto's former mayor died this week. Rob Ford went from populist sensation to international joke. So I wonder, how will you remember him?
You know, the one thing that Rob Ford said in his last press conference as mayor of Toronto in 2014, before he checked out to take cancer treatment, the last thing he said was, "I will be remembered," and I think he will be. He'll be remembered in a lot of places. Look, this guy was a populist right-wing sensation. He was the master of what he called Ford Nation, his section of the populist electorate. He was also a disgrace to his office, admitted to smoking crack cocaine, had a terrible drinking problem, all kinds of crazy behavior that made him a guest. I think he was actually a guest on Jimmy Kimmel at one point. He had a bit of a sense of humor about himself, which made him a bit endearing. And in the space, Bill, of about a year, he went from being, as I said, this sensation to being this laughingstock to being an object of pity. He had to check out of office to be treated for cancer, a rare form of cancer, and he died in a hospice this week. He's 46 years old. He left two children. So that's a pretty sad story and a sad way to end. But yes, he's right. He will be remembered.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist at Vancouver Sun, joining us regularly to tell us what's going on with our friends in Canada. Vaughn, always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.